we gave them some time off to spend with the families because, you know, we were away on Christmas night and playing Boxing Day and then travelling back. So we were late back, but, you know, they've recharged and they're ready to go again.
Fair to say they've deserved it. They've won five of their last seven in League Two. They're in good form.
No, very much so. And I think we showed a different side to it on Boxing Day to our game that, you know, one or two people might have questioned about us, but we were able to dig in. I think we had good organisation. They had good shape. Can't really remember Sam Slocum being troubled that much, if at all, you know. So we were good from the defensive point of view, and then from an attacking point of view, we've got goals in the squad, not just in the team, in the squad. And Mark Cullen's come into the team now and hit form as well, so that's great news for us.
You seem to have taken away the sort of draws in your results of late, Gary. It's been mostly wins, and if it's not a win, it's a defeat. And it can make a heck of a difference, can't it?
Yeah, very much so, you know. I think it's the mentality of the group, though, that they want to win games, you know. We never settle for a draw, and you know, even on Saturday, on Boxing Day, sorry, I don't know what day that was. What is Boxing Day?
It was Monday.
There you go. We were still going for it, even when we go 1-0 up. I don't think it's in the makeup of these players to sit back and just defend. You know, they want to attack all the time, and you've got to applaud their enthusiasm on that.
Do you think 22 games in, one game away from being halfway, you are relatively pleased with where you find yourselves?
Yeah, I think relative is a good word. I'm relatively pleased. I think there's more to come from us. I think I know that we should be higher up the league than what we are at this present moment in time with the disappointment of the games that we've lost. But we can't do anything about that now. We've got to learn from it and make sure we continue this good form that we're in, especially with the results as well.
And the players are only going to get better, aren't they? The longer they spend together as a team, and the longer they spend with you as a coaching staff.
Yeah, very much so. And you know, there's different styles and there's different ways to win games. And we're showing that we have the ability to mix it up and do that.
Are you enjoying this selection dilemma, if that's the right word, Gary? You've kept more or less the same team of late, if you can, because of the results that you've got. But in terms of the lads who are waiting for their chance, is it a nice selection dilemma to have?
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, on Boxing Day, we made four changes and we were able to freshen it up. And, you know, we've got ability to do that over the next two games or the next three games with the FA Cup at the end of that. So, you know, we've got quality in the squad to make those changes without it affecting the momentum that we've got at this moment in time.
So a visit to Grimsby to come next, and another local game for you over the festive period. They won last time out. They've not been in the best
Accrington.
Of form.
You would have thought we would have played Accrington, wouldn't you? They saved a lot of travelling for both of us. And
you would indeed, yes, you would. But they won that game, and after a bit of a poor trot of results for them, what sort of game are you expecting?
I watched that game against Accrington, and I thought there wasn't much in it. Accrington had a lot of the possession, and you know, we would want to go there and try and play our normal game again. And what do I expect? That they've got some firepower, that's for sure. I think a lot have been said about the boy Bogle that they've got there, and with this window coming up in January, whether they keep hold of him. So they've got him. But, you know, at the same time, we're going to concentrate on what we can produce, and we've highlighted areas where we think we can improve our game and get better.
The two teams meeting each other, one who came up and one who went down last season. There's 4 points between you. Would you say that they've managed to keep some momentum from last season?
Yeah, very much so. I think, you know, they've done ever so well coming in back into the league. You know, and obviously they've lost the manager. He went to Shrewsbury, Paul Hurst. So, you know, they've managed to deal with that change as well. And they don't look like, you know, they're making mass changes in that. So I think they've handled that very well as well.